Hey, it's Vanessa, and you're listening to my podcast, A Journey with Vanessa Chu. If this is your first time listening, thank you for being here. In my show, I love talking about mindset and emotional health, what challenges me, how I'm growing from those challenges, and I also love talking about reframing our perspectives. In the last couple of episodes, I've been talking about this book I'm reading by Tony Bernhard called How to Be Sick, A Buddhist-Inspired Guide for the Chronically Ill and Their Caregivers. Even though I'm not chronically ill, there are so many great practices I'm learning about that are helping me through this physical and emotional healing process after getting into a car accident a few months ago. I want to talk about thoughts in this episode because I found that this book has some great reminders of what to do when we have thoughts that are overwhelming and thoughts that stress us out. Before Tony Bernhard got sick, she says she was pretty good at not believing every thought that came up in her mind. She writes, "I knew I couldn't control the content of thoughts that arose, but I also knew it wasn't the content that led to suffering. Suffering arose when I believed the thought, when I believed it was a valid reflection of reality. Believing a thought is another way of saying that we're clinging to it, continuing to go round and round on the wheel of suffering." When she got sick, though, things changed quite drastically, and she started believing her thoughts, like she would never feel joy again. She's ruined her husband's life because he had to care for her 24/7. All of her friends abandoned her. I really appreciate that she wrote this chapter because I'm familiar with those kind of thoughts running through my head, too. Through my past experiences and everything I've learned so far, I know that pain is inevitable. Pain is a part of life, but sometimes our thoughts lead to unnecessary suffering. I think about what I've been feeling physically and emotionally since the car accident, and the pain I was feeling in my neck from whiplash was there. The pain was real. Even though I didn't like it, it was there, and I had to accept that. And I made a choice to seek medical help to work through the physical pain. I would define unnecessary suffering to be if I was constantly thinking, this pain is never going to go away. I wish the pain wasn't there. I hate this. My life sucks. I'm never going to go back to my regular routine. One thing Bernhard describes in the book that I also do now more often is question the validity of our stressful thoughts. This is a practice she learned from Byron Katie's book, The Work. She writes, "This work is not necessarily about ridding oneself of stressful thoughts, but rather about examining their validity." If I go back to one of the thoughts I had that I shared earlier, this pain is never going to go away. One, I don't know if that's true. And two, ruminating on that thought doesn't really help or benefit me in any way. In fact, it probably slows down my healing process. I can actually choose not to believe those thoughts, even though they still come up sometimes. My thoughts are very real, but that doesn't make them valid. I love one of the quotes Bernhard shares from Buddha in this chapter. "With our thoughts, we make our world." She really started believing that her friends didn't care about her and abandoned her because they didn't visit as often after she got sick. And she realized she made a bitter and resentful world for herself. She says, "It wasn't my friends who were the source of my suffering. It was my own unexamined thinking about them. That wound I was feeling turned out to be self-inflicted. Now it could begin to heal. I stopped blaming my friends for not visiting, and I no longer assumed they didn't care about me." Something else she does is based on what the late Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh suggests. She writes that he encourages us to examine each thought or precede each action with a reflection, "Am I sure?" This is a powerful teaching since attachment to views and opinions is such a source of suffering. when I was feeling a lot of physical pain after the accident, and then when the pain came back after 2 months of rehab, I thought, I'm never going to fully recover. But am I sure? No. My friends aren't asking me how I'm doing in my recovery process, so they don't care about me. Am I sure? No. We cause ourselves unnecessary suffering when we hold on to our thoughts and beliefs without questioning them. And sometimes this also leads us to taking things personally, too. I have another episode about that called How to Not Take Things Personally, if you want to listen to that one later. We can ask ourselves, am I sure about any of our thoughts that come up about anything? This past week, I emailed a coworker to ask about something work-related, and when she didn't respond for a few days, I thought, oh, she totally thought my question was annoying, and I'm annoying. She's probably irritated. But am I sure? No, I'm not. I don't actually know why she didn't respond to my email right away. It could be that she was swamped with work on that day, or she was in meetings, or there were other deadlines she had to meet. If I decide to hold on to that belief that she thinks I'm annoying, or that car cut me off on purpose, or my friend never called me back that day because they're probably mad at me, it will cause me unnecessary suffering. I can choose not to believe those thoughts, and those kind of thoughts could come up again, but that doesn't make them true. I appreciate you for listening this week. The book I talked about in this episode and in the last few episodes is called How to Be Sick, a Buddhist-inspired guide for the chronically ill and their caregivers by Tony Bernhard. I will also put the title in the show notes in case you want to get a copy for yourself to read. If you have any questions or comments about this episode or any of my other ones, email me at hello@vanessachu.com.